There's a huge drive at the moment to tackle crime and to make our streets safer, isn't there? What do you do if you see something suspicious or know of something happening? But sometimes there might be that little voice in your head that says, don't get involved, it's not your business. Or the other greatest Aussie tradition, don't go dobbing someone in. But there is a way around it. You may recall that we spoke to Senior Sergeant Phil Jacobson, who spoke to 101.5 of a great way to report crime. He said Crime Stoppers is a way that you can share information about non-urgent crime and suspicious activity to police anonymously. Share what you know, not who you are. Today we're chatting with Sue Stevens, the Secretary of Crime Stoppers in our area. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning, Rosemary.
Sue, what happens when you ring Crime Stoppers with information and what sort of issues might people be reporting?
Well, you can call Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000. A trained call taker, not the police officers, gather information about suspicious or criminal activity and forward this information onto the police for investigation.
And Sue, when we speak about the police earlier, they say that every piece of information is reviewed and where police can take action, they will. They say that information might be used to build a stronger investigation or it might be enough on its own. Each piece of information is accessed case by case.
Yes, you can choose to remain anonymous. It's what you know that is important, not who you are. Some of the issues reported can be suspicious activities, unsolved crimes, people wanted by police, potential threat of terrorism, drug offences, property damage, traffic violations, and domestic violence.
Crime Stoppers is a charity, like many charities, is staffed by volunteers, Sue. How do you raise funds and what are the funds used for?
Our volunteers are like-minded people with a common interest in crime prevention and keeping our community safe. There are two primary purposes. One is to raise awareness and the other is to raise funds to enable the raising of awareness. The funds also provide rewards for information that lead to arrests and charges laid. We participate at school fetes, festivals, regional shows, shopping centre displays, sausage sizzles, community presentations and advertising opportunities.
And Sue, where are we likely to see you and how do we contact you to report information?
Actually, we have a fundraiser, a screw day on right now at Bribie Island Shopping Centre until 1 p.m. And this morning we were with the police at Gather and Fest at James Street, Caboolture. Coming up, we have Coffee with a Cop on the 14th of July at the Coffee Patch from 9 to 11. And on the 17th of July, we will be at Morrowfield Shopping Centre from 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. You can call Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000, which is a national hotline. Otherwise, if you are a victim of crime, call PoliceLink on 131 444. If you are in a serious or life-threatening situation, call 000. Alternately, visit our website at crimestoppers.com.au.
Now, if you've got information or an activity seems suspicious, you can call Crime Stoppers and report it anonymously. And remember, it's what you know, not who you are. Or if you'd like to donate or even become a volunteer to help Crime Stoppers, they'd love to see you. Pop onto their website. Sue Stevens, Secretary of Crime Stoppers, City of Moreton, keeping our community connected and safe. And as always, you can listen to this again on podcast on 101.5 website.